Baba Basra, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baba Basra Bavli, Daf Ayin Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, 13 lines up from the bottom of the page, with the words, Umistalkin L'Stadim. Umistalkin L'Stadim, the fifth extra stipulation mentioned is that if there are obstructions like clumps of hardened mud in the public path, one is permitted to move to the side and even walk in a private field to avoid them. Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav, Afilu Stei Sadim Melea Kalkum. Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav, says, even if the field contains saffron, which is expensive, he is allowed to walk there to avoid the obstructions in the Rosh HaSarabim. Ma noisim damim olav. Question is, does the traveller have to pay for the damage done or not? And the Gemara answers, mima da amar Rav Yehuda, afil melea kalkum, hada amar, ein noisim damim. From a statement of Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav, who said that one can even walk in a saffron field, it indicates that one does not need to pay, because if he be required to pay, there would be no difference between a saffron field or any other field. V'chein amar Rabbi La, mekevan da amar ma da amar Rav Yehuda, afil l'stei melea kalkum, hada amar, ein noisim damim. And the support for this is Rabbi La, who says that from a statement of Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav, who said that one can even walk in a saffron field, it indicates that one does not need to pay. The question is, if he was able to remain on the road with difficulty, but he anyway moved over to the private field, does he need to pay in that case? And the Gemara answers, Nishmanim min hador, Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, she'ahu mahalchim aderech, v'ahu mistalkin mipnei yistois hadrochim, v'ahu Yehuda ben Papus mishtaker uba kenegdam. There was a story of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua who were walking on the road, and they moved to the adjacent field to avoid the obstructions. They saw Yehuda ben Papus coming towards them, taking large steps with difficulty in order to remain on the public road and not go off to the side field. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, mi zeh shemara atzmei ba'etzba. Rabbi Gamliel says to Rabbi Yeshua, who's that person who wants to appear as a God-fearing person? Amru Yehuda ben Papasu shekol ma'asav l'shem shemayim. Rabbi Yeshua answered, it's Yehuda ben Papas who only acts for the sake of heaven, and this story shows that one never needs to pay, even if it was possible, albeit with difficulty, to remain on the road.